You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What's going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about paying yourself first. This concept is actually something that can be misunderstood. As a matter of fact, someone wrote a comment on this Instagram post on my page saying this is bad advice. As a matter of fact, I wanted to make a podcast episode to really explain what paying yourself first means, because a lot of people that are not in business, they think that by paying yourself first means take money and go out and have fun. And that's the complete opposite, actually, of what that means. So I wanted to break down the post to make you understand what it really means to pay yourself first. Before I get started, though, please share this podcast with a friend or a family member that can benefit from it. I know they will love you for it. As usual, I know that having these deep conversations with friends really strengthens the relationship, but also helps you and them grow together as a unit. So point number one says building a business is great, but don't forget why you're doing it. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because I've seen the past people invest every single penny back into the business for an extended period of time. So of course, at the very beginning, you need to scale the business. You can't use the money for yourself. I'm talking about at the phase where your business is making maybe $10,000, $15,000 a month, and you're using every single penny to grow, to grow, to grow without ever saving some money for yourself, right? So that is wrong, Game Changers, because what happens if something happens to your business and your business shuts down? Let's say you did your due diligence and now you had a corporation. So they're not going, whoever sued you is not going after your assets. But still, your entire business saving, your entire business is now shut down. It's not there anymore. You maybe had to pay out some money to someone, or maybe your business simply, your product is not selling anymore and all your inventory is sitting somewhere and it's dormant. It's basically worth nothing. If you did not put money aside for yourself, you wouldn't even be able to start a second business. So this is about diversifying where your money goes. It's not about spending money that comes from your business. All right. Point number two, your life and the lives of those who you care about come first. So remember always why you wanted to start a business. And I'm sure that if you're a single person, you probably wanted to start a business because you enjoyed the freedom of traveling, want to, of course, be financially independent. There are so many different reasons why people start their businesses. But the one thing that they all have in common is that they want to do something for themselves and for the people that they care about. So once your business is scaling, you want to start investing in things like real estate and things that are a bit safer. If you start buying, let's say, cash flow positive properties for yourself, let's say you have $200,000 that your business made in the past quarter, you could take the money out, buy a property, start renting that property, and start making some income from that property on a monthly basis with the rentals. And of course, the appreciation of the property is going to also help you build your wealth. So I hope you see the difference between reinvesting money all the time into one business and then or differentiating your assets and buying properties, doing something with your money that it's not simply fueling the one business that you have created. Point number three is to make long-term plans for your private life while you work on your business. And again, you probably by now see this theme here. It's always about putting things into perspective. Remember that you're working very hard to build a business, but the business is getting built to serve your family, yourself, your circle, people that you care about. If you make these long-term plans for your private life while working on your business, you're going to be able to make the right choices at the right time with your money. This is very important because the more money you're dealing with, the easier it is to get distracted and to get greedy and to want always more and more from one side, because you say, well, if I was able to make a certain amount of money with my business,
what if I keep on doing the same thing over and over again? I will make more and more money. In a way, it's true. But at the same time, always remember that just like Warren Buffett has, I think, 82 income streams, you want to start differentiating your income streams by the time your business is making at least $5,000 to $10,000 a month. Now, point number four, by paying yourself first, you secure a comfortable lifestyle, even if something happens to your business. And game changers, we just literally talked about this right now. What if something happens to your business? I mean, we never want to think about these things because as entrepreneurs, we have the tendency to be positive thinkers. We always know that as long as we work hard, good things will happen to us. It doesn't matter when, but it's not if, but it's a when matter. We know that things happen when you work hard and you work toward one goal. But there are also a lot of other things that are out of our control. It could be something that happens in the economy. It could be war. It could be literally anything that we have no clue about right now. So if you start differentiating your assets early on, you're going to set the right habits for yourself. You're going to funnel the money, the right amount of money in the right project at the right time. So your future will be, your business and your family will be future-proof. Right. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions about how to do this, please email me or go on Instagram at DenieroB, DenieroB. I will answer all your questions there. And until next time, up your game.